and welcome to MFR Farming for Tuesday with me, Richard Jones. And yesterday, you may remember we were talking about beef and also the cost of all food going up at the moment. Well, today I've managed to get Ian Marber, otherwise known as the Food Doctor, into the studio to talk about the pros and cons of the various methods of cooking that food.
I think we're all pretty familiar with the obvious one, roasting, baking. I'm not actually anti-microwaves myself. I don't think we should microwave an awful lot, but I think warming things up or cooking vegetables in the microwave is a great way of, again, retaining their crispness and nutrients. Grilling is a personal favourite. I love barbecues when the weather's good, but also you can put the food under the grill and also on the grilling machines. Great thing about grilling is that you actually lose the fat content because the fat obviously just drips away. So you actually can cut down the fat that you eat from food by 75% quite easily.
As much as that,
yes. I mean, your average steak will contain sort of 6 grams of fat, and by grilling it and letting the fat drip away, you're actually going to lose around 4.5 grams of that. So that's a huge reduction. When you bear in mind that saturated fat is one of the factors that's responsible for the 100,000 cases of coronary heart disease that we have in the UK every year, this is could be a significant reduction.
You've mentioned steaks there. I mean, what meats would you grill particularly?
Well, actually, anything works really well. I mean, steaks are good, obviously. Lamb chops, personal favourite. Chicken is very good, but again, you can burn the skin, so skinless chicken breasts are particularly good. Fish works well. You have to put a bit of oil on the grill first, otherwise you're going to lose the skin, but they're particularly good. You can do vegetables as well. You can par cook them if you need to, but you can actually do most of them straight from raw. Asparagus are pretty good on the grill as well, as long as you don't burn them.
It is barbecue season at the moment. You can kind of get into trouble with a barbecue. The outside is kind of like almost on fire, and the inside can be pink, can't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's barbecue season, actually, is apparently one of the biggest reasons that we get food poisoning in the UK. It's such a simple thing to bypass. What you do is you simply par cook the meat in the microwave or in the oven at a low heat for 20 minutes so that it's sort of a bit cooked, and then you use the barbecue to finish it off, really.
Is there a website we can go to get any more information there?
Well, the best thing to do is have a look at thefooddoctor.com. We've got lots of information there.
And my thanks to the food doctor, Ian Marber, for his tips there. And don't forget that if you want to get onto a farm and see how your food is actually produced, Open Farm Sunday is coming up on the 12th of June. And tomorrow we'll be telling you how to find a farm near to you that you can actually visit. But that's it from me for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40 with more MFR Farming.